This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. All present and the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on another very, very heavy news day. We've been talking about the Mueller, I don't know what you call it, the Mueller disaster, the train wreck, the painfulness of watching the addled old man basically try and answer a question by young buck, literally young buck, conservative Republicans was a disaster yesterday, train wreck and painful. I'll use all those to describe it. That is what the Democrats are saying about their own hearing. The whole thing was supposed to be a setup that Mueller was going to come in and he was just going to crush him. And of course, he came in as an old man that was very feeble. Very feeble, and it was just not a good visual, did not work out well. So does it work out for Donald Trump? Yes, absolutely. And many people are saying that the chances of them pursuing and getting some sort of information on Donald Trump for impeachment is just like slim to none, and slim just left town, if you know what I mean. Anyway, we have a wonderful guest with us right now. We have Ellen Zhao. Ellen Zhao is a candidate for the Republican conservative in San Francisco for the mayoral position. You ready for that? And of course, it also comes with a county. County and city are one and the same for San Francisco. A lot of people don't understand how that jurisdictional thing works, but it does work. And it is her goal to win over the voters of San Francisco. So, Ellen, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Good morning, and thank you, Paul, for inviting me with the audience. Thank you.
Because I want to thank you because you showed up to the Liberty, not the Liberty Tour, but that's old, to the fourth constitutional convention for New California State, and you just gave a fantastic speech when you were there. We really appreciated your contribution to the new state of California. So, but it was, I think it was a great time, and you represented yourself very, very well, and your candidacy very well.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the people giving me an opportunity to serve people in America, especially right now that we are a sanctuary city within the sanctuary state in San Francisco. As a government social worker, I've seen and witnessed so much that is out of control that become a demonic, satanic city. anyone, whoever did not have God in the life, no matter who the mayor is not going to be able to revive such out of control city.
Yeah, I'd have to, you know, second that. I you know, it's sad to say, I've always loved going to San Francisco at any chance I always got before I'd go. But I really avoid San Francisco like the plague, and for obvious reason, because there is fear of the plague, actually. I guess you could say, at least developing in Los Angeles and soon to be San Francisco, because of the degeneration of the health. You know, the whole city is basically being covered over by poop spots and urine and all that stuff. You know, Ellen, that's hard for people to comprehend, that a city with, it's got health services and so on, and usually almost every city on the planet, at least while in the United States, has very, very strict health code regulations, especially about public defecation and urination in city streets. But San Francisco doesn't abide by that. Did they vote their laws out? Did they moot them? What did they do to create the situation where you have, you know, human waste in the streets?
Well, Paul, you are talking to the right person. Well, I am Ellen Li Zhao. I have been living in San Francisco for about 33 years. So I have grown over the course of the years and witnessed things have been deteriorating in the city. So for people who may not know San Francisco, let me give you a little background. In San Francisco, we are city and county in one area. We had about 900,000 residents, less than a million. But our budget is about $12.3 billion budget, which means, I calculated, everyone is entitled to $1,300 a month in San Francisco.
Wow.
We are the highest in rent, and we are the wealthiest city, one of the wealthiest cities in America. We had about 32,000 government employees to serve 900,000 residents, of such condition that we had about 15,000 homeless people suffering, dying on the street, and plus we have 25,000 drug abusers, users, and dealers dominate our streets, our bus station, our bar station, and public areas in tourist area and location. And approximately, we had about an average 100 car break-in a day, many people suffering from crimes, home invasion, robbery that is out of control. And the answer to you, Paul, earlier is like, we have health code, we have codes, but the people who are in charge, we have 11 board of supervisors and one mayor, 12 people, they're 100% one party, Democrats only, for 45 years. In San Francisco, We do not have any other party, no Libertarian, no Republican, no Independent, no nothing, nada, zip, except 100% Democrats. So you know why that we are so out of control and so filthy, so dirty, and we are worse than a third world country in San Francisco.
I would absolutely agree with everything you said there. And I want to bring people's attention to what you're saying here, is that you have a monoparty system, much like California in its state governance has a monoparty system. It's basically the same people, isn't it?
Yes. And as you can see from history right now, we have Dianne Feinstein from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. We have Kamala Harris from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. And we have Gavin Newsom from San Francisco in the Capitol Hill in Sacramento. And you can name it. It's ongoing. So many of the demonic and satanic policy that created from San Francisco created and expanded to California and also now at Washington, D.C. In my opinion, these people that I named it, they should not be representing the government. They are not representing the government. They are representing their own agenda that is filthy, dirty, demonic, and lawless. And there's no rule of law in the agenda that I'm seeing in San Francisco.
Well, you know, I had the opportunity, actually it was at the Rinelle Singh funeral when all of us went out there. We donned our yellow vest and went out and had an opportunity to meet with several of your finest there in San Francisco. And they were pretty much of the opinion that they need help. The police need help. I'm just saying that. I'm just kind of giving you the short version of it.
Yes.
But lawlessness is prevailing, and they know it, and they don't like it. Now, I'm talking about the ones that I talked to. They were, I think, representative of the police force there in San Francisco. We've got a break coming up right now, and we're talking to Ellen Zhao. She's running for mayor for San Francisco. She's going to clean it up, and she probably will. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Ellen Zhao. She's running for mayor of San Francisco, the county, and also the city. This is, I know it's kind of an oddity. We have a county that's the city and the city that's a county. That's just sort of, you have two jurisdictions all wrapped up in one. It's not a really big county. It's one of the smallest counties, but it's also one of the most population-dense counties that we have. Ellen, I guess the bigger question is, how is it going out there on the campaign trail, and who's your competition?
Thank you. This year, the election is November 5th. We have six candidates for mayor office, and the current mayor, Landon Breed, and I believe that we both are the front runners. We got four more people, so total six people. I have been going to different public hearings, community meetings, and voicing our concerns. And many times I am not allowed to speak because, you know, San Francisco is controlled by people who have money and controlled by the few elites who are pay and bond and pre-arrange candidates to go, you know, representing them.
Right.
That
right.
means the people who have money and people who have their political agendas. For example, this past Monday, the 22nd, we have a huge event in San Francisco Chinatown because lately we have a lot of Asian people being targeted, assaulted, raped, and hit, and become victims. So we, the Asian community, organized events to talk about it, and we invite the police, the mayor's office, and the people in charge to protect our lives. And I have my team and myself. I took a couple hour off work and joined them, but I was not allowed to speak. It has been a habit that I'm not allowed to be in many of the forums or debates that is set it up solely, only for Democrats, because they told me because I'm not a Democrat, so I'm not allowed to join any debates. So Paul, think about it. San Francisco is 100% Democrats only for 45 years, and I'm concerning about San Francisco Republican Party, who had a party in here for many years, and there's no winner. There's no winner for the last 45 years.
Right.
So this year, I'm going to make that historic breakthrough by applying for what I know from the Bible. I am a firm believer reading the Bible. I am a Christian. I am a conservative Republican. And I am a mother with two college, you know, age children. And I have been a Sunday school teacher for my own church. And my own church is San Francisco Evangelical Free Church in San Francisco. God gave me a vision to run for office to take care of San Francisco. It was a vision to do missionary work, to reform San Francisco with God's love, with God's dignity, and with God's rule of law. In San Francisco, we are pretty much out of control, and we do not welcome God. We do not allow God. We ban God in the government, in the city government. And Paul, as you know, the San Francisco history is that starting from the 1960s, and when we have the movement for LGBTQ, and now we have X, we don't know who they are. And since that movement in San Francisco is pretty much deteriorated, out of control, and right now we are pretty much dying. It's a dying city. Dying city, just like you mentioned earlier, like Los Angeles. And if you compare Seattle, Los Angeles,
right,
and San Francisco, they have something in common. It's all Democrats.
Yeah.
Democratic control cities. So I'm not sure if you have people who are listening for what I'm talking about right now in San Francisco. If you're not in San Francisco, there are ways that you can help me. Go to my website, Ellen for Mayor 2019. Help us by donating. Donate $10, your lunch money, $15. Help us out. Talking to people. Help us through media remotely. Looking for people who are San Francisco voters, help us outreach to the voters to come out to vote. Not only that, but educate people about Democrats, Republicans, and people who are conservative. I consider myself conservative, Republican, and I am also a mother who no longer able to bear what I've seen every day in San Francisco streets, that people are dying, people are hungry, people are suffering, and people are sick. But we have a government who has so much money, and we don't know what happened to the money. We don't know what happened. Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. Are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And because of such a deteriorated condition and such a demonic policies that we have been facing, and because we have 100% all Democratic representatives, we have 11 Board of Supervisors and the mayor. The reason we have 11 Board of Supervisors because San Francisco divided into 11 districts. So one district, one Board of Supervisors. Sometimes we call them city councils. I, as a government employee for the last 15 years, we have 32,000 government employees, which I work with many of the leaders. I am one of the bargaining team and I'm the leader for the government employees. And I'm also a volunteer in the community. I myself have a lot of complaints and reports directly from the people, directly from the government employees, and understood with if we, the people in America, don't want to get up and get out and help us in San Francisco, then we all in it together. Because if you study the history, all the bad policy, all the negative, demonic, out-of-control policy are in San Francisco. And San Francisco expanded to California and then goes to Washington, D.C.,
right,
to the White House.
That's the thing.
Not
that,
to the White House, but to the Washington, D.C., and you see it openly.
Well, it's a
that
swamp.
Is defiant, that is challenging to America, to American people,
right,
that is violate our United States Constitution, that we are suffering in San Francisco. We are dying in San Francisco. And California, we are the number one biggest state in America. We have 40 million residents. Within that, we have minimum 3.5 million illegal invaders in California that wasting us $28 billion a year tax dollars. Those money that we can build housing,
right,
for seniors, for children, and for education. Same thing in San Francisco. The public money has been raised and drained to support illegal activities. For example, we, the government, the current administration, and all 100% 11 Board of Supervisors plus the mayor, they are supporting Sanctuary City to host and welcome illegal undocumented invaders who are violate our immigration law, and supporting them by giving them free education, free health care, and free everything, while we, the American people, we have 15,000 of our people dying and suffer and sleep on the street. And what kind of people we have that is called demonic policy,
yeah,
supporting by demonic people with ill intent to kill America.
Yeah.
And to kill
Ellen,
San Francisco residents.
Ellen, we have to break go to break right now, and I want to thank you for being on the radio show. Can you tell us how we can get a hold of you again?
My website is ellenformayor2019.com. My name is Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, 4-F-O-R, Mayor, M-A-Y-O-R,
awesome,
2019.com.
Thanks, Ellen, for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us, a lot to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, it's really safe to say that the Mueller operation yesterday, operation, exorcism, you know what, painful, disaster, train wreck. Those are the three ways to describe it. Adjectives, I guess you can say. Oh, that those things. Yeah, those things. Anyway, it was an unmitigated disaster. For the Democrats, that's what they're calling it in certain circles, and I would definitely agree. Now, an article, the Mueller train wreck, as I titled it, the Mueller train wreck. Anyway, this is from the Epoch Times, and their take on what happened yesterday.
Today on Declassified, the Mueller hearings were an unmitigated disaster for the Democrats. Democrats have finally stretched the Russia hoax past its breaking point. It may go down as one of the greatest miscalculations of modern congressional politics. There's no two ways about it. Mueller's testimony was an unmitigated disaster for the Democrats. Every new revelation that came out during... The hearings contradicted some element of the narrative they've desperately pushed over the past 3 years, right down to the original collusion conspiracy theory. Now, making matters even worse for Jerry Nadler and his fellow Democrats, Bob Mueller was clearly not the right man to provide authoritative answers about the report that bears his name. If one thing became clear over the hours of testimony Wednesday, it's that Robert Mueller was likely a mere figurehead throughout the special counsel investigation that he led. At various points during his testimony, Mueller appeared unfamiliar with the material in his own report, unwilling to discuss public statements that were put out in his name, and uncertain of what his subordinates were even doing for the 22 months that the investigation was ongoing. Observers have suspected from the moment the office of the special counsel was staffed with blatantly partisan Democrat investigators that former FBI Director Mueller wasn't really at the helm. It seemed to them and millions of other Americans that the rabidly anti-Trump team was really being led by Mueller's second in command. Who is that? Yes, that's right. They're close to Hillary Clinton. It's Hillary Clinton ally Andrew Weissmann. Those suspicions got a huge boost over the course of Mueller's testimony. The head of this investigation couldn't even provide a clear explanation for why so many clearly compromised and biased individuals were hired to conduct such a sensitive investigation. It wasn't just Weissmann who reportedly may have colluded with a Ukrainian oligarch to get dirt on President Trump's inner circle. The bias actually wasn't even limited to the 12 other registered Democrats on Mueller's team, several of whom had actively supported Hillary Clinton. It was also evident in the hiring of Peter Strzok, the disgraced FBI agent who spent months on Mueller's team after sending text messages in which he promised to stop President Trump from winning the 2016 election and admitted there wasn't any actual evidence behind the Russia collusion story. It was clear when another Justice Department lawyer, still publicly unnamed, texted Strzok "Viva la Resistance," an apparent reference to the moniker adopted by the president's most rabid opponents. Again and again, Mueller had to ask members of Congress to repeat their questions about these obvious conflicts of interest. It was as if he was completely unaware that a majority of his investigators were 100% committed to overturning the 2016 election because and only because of their intense hatred of Donald Trump and his supporters, whom Strzok once derisively quipped that he could smell when he entered a Walmart. It was also obvious from Mueller's answers that he was either so detached from the actual investigation that he really didn't realize it was being conducted by a partisan hit team, or he was actually in on the deception himself. It's tough to assess here which explanation would be worse. But either way, Wednesday's hearing showed that the Mueller investigation was really the Weissmann investigation. Mueller's exposure as a mere figurehead wasn't the end of the Democrats' woes, though. The former special counsel also repeatedly refused to discuss the numerous aspects of his investigation that would implicate Democrats in wrongdoing, providing affirmative confirmation that his investigation really was the partisan hack job that so many people long suspected it was. Mueller could not, for example, explain why his report dedicated page after page on the infamous Trump Tower meeting, but neglected to mention that the Russia lawyer at the heart of it had met with the CEO of Fusion GPS. That's right, the firm that Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee paid to create the infamous Steele dossier, both the day before and the day after that meeting. In one of the hearing's most absurd moments, Mueller appeared to claim that he did not know what Fusion GPS was. Almost as disconcerting was Mueller's spectacular verbal slip in response to a question from Democrat Rep. Ted Lieu, which was so egregious that Mueller felt compelled to issue a correction later in the proceedings. Quote, I want to go back to one thing that was said this morning by Mr. Lieu, who said, and I quote, you didn't charge the president because of the OLC opinion. That is not the correct way to say it, Mueller clarified. As we say in the report, and as I said at the opening, we did not reach a determination as to whether the president committed a crime. Whatever the Democrats hoped to get out of these clown show hearings, they didn't get it. All they got was a very shaky and confused-looking Robert Mueller stumbling over the exact same material the American people have been shrugging at for 4 months. If the Democrats were hoping to rehabilitate the Russiagate conspiracy theory, they failed miserably. If anything, the hoax has now been discredited in the eyes of the American people for good and will go down as the greatest political scandal in the history of American politics. Thank you very much for joining me on this episode of Declassified. I do trust you've enjoyed it. Be sure to leave your comments below. And if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to Declassified. Until next time, take care.
Yeah, I think they summarize it quite well there, Gina Shakespeare, of the Epoch Times. We're going to continue to run through some of the witnesses or the questioning. We're going to come up to Jim Jordan, and I definitely want to get into Nunez, Jordan, and McClintock, who I thought were excellent at interviewing Mueller. And as things unraveled over the course of the morning, it was so abundantly clear that Mueller was disabled. No, he's disabled. I mean, when I say disabled, it's, you know, I say it as like a symptom. That there were symptoms of it, of multiple things going on there, and you know, a syndrome effect was there. There were syndromes of, in other words, multiple symptoms that led to a syndrome, and the syndrome was loss of memory, loss of hearing, loss of ability to articulate words. You know, he was addled in his movements. I mean, he was shaky and very, very compromised, it appeared. He looked like a disabled man, literally, and he sounded like it. That's a problem. If you're trying to articulate something so complex as this case. But it also exposed one thing. He did not write any of this. That's why he didn't know it. He didn't even study it. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
best night's sleep in the whole wide world. Visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. You just cannot, I cannot get enough of this today, the regurgitation. You know, it's a historical thing. You know, I mean, an absolutely historical thing that has happened here. It's interesting. Jim Jordan really engaged yesterday, really engaged. And Tucker Carlson, he's got his things to say, too. There's a, one of them, I'm looking at one of the YouTubes, says the Trump's legal team takes a victory lap. You bet. You bet. You bet it does. Some of the other things that are floating around out here, Business Report. This is from Fox. It's clear Mueller didn't write this report. That's Alan Dershowitz. Couldn't respond to basic questions. That's Danine Borelli yesterday. And it's, you know, it's just overwhelming as you're starting to take a look at this. And of course, some of these some of his accusations is that this is the least that was in the report that could be looked at was that you had Donald Trump trying to falsify records, which wasn't really the case at all. If you know what I mean, watch live. See, House Committee to vote on Kellyanne. Oh, this is live. Maxine. They're still trying to bust people out there, which is interesting. Not too sure. They're now that what I'm talking about there is, they're trying to subpoena Kellyanne Conway and bring her into the House thing. And they're trying, and they say that she's in contempt and all this stuff. So they're, you know, she didn't arrive. She didn't show up. Obviously, she's in defiance of that. And we're going to go right now to Martha Roby's full questioning of Robert Mueller. This is a good one, too. She did a fantastic job yesterday.
Director Mueller, you just said in response to two different lines of questionings that you would refer, as it relates to this firing discussion, that I would refer you to the report and the way it was characterized in the report. Importantly, the president never said fire Mueller or in the investigation, and one doesn't necessitate the other. And McGahn, in fact, did not resign. He stuck around for a year and a half. On March 24th, Attorney General Barr informed the committee that he had received the special counsel's report, and it was not until April 18th that the Attorney General released the report to Congress and the public. When you submitted your report to the Attorney General, did you deliver a redacted version of the report so that he would be able to release it to Congress and the public without delay, pursuant to his announcement of his intention to do so during his confirmation hearing?
I'm not going to engage in discussion about what happened after the production of our report.
Had the Attorney General asked you to provide a redacted version of the report?
We worked on the redacted versions together.
Did he ask you for a version where the grand jury material was separated?
Not going to get into details.
Is it your belief that an unredacted version of the report could be released to Congress or the public?
That's not within my purview.
6C material. Why did you not take a similar action so Congress could view this material?
We had a process that we were operating on with the Attorney General's office.
Are you aware of any attorney general going to court to receive similar permission to unredact 6E material?
I'm not aware of that being done.
The attorney general released a special counsel's report with minimal redactions to the public and an even lesser redacted version to Congress. Did you write the report with the expectation that it would be released publicly?
No, we did not have an expectation. We wrote the report understanding that it was demanded by the statute and would go to the Attorney General for further review.
And pursuant to the special counsel regulations, who is the only party that must receive the charging decision resulting from the special counsel's investigation?
With regard to the President or generally?
No, generally.
Attorney General?
At Attorney General Barr's confirmation hearing, he made it clear that he intended to release your report to the public. Do you remember how much of your report had been written at that point?
Do not.
Were there significant changes in tone or substance of the report made after the announcement that the report would be made available to Congress and the public?
I can't get into that.
During the Senate testimony of Attorney General William Barr, Senator Kamala Harris asked Mr. Barr if he had looked at all the underlying evidence that the special counsel's team had gathered. He stated that he had not. So I'm going to ask you, did you personally review all of the underlying evidence gathered in your investigation?
Well, to the extent that it came through the special counsel's office, yes.
Did any single member of your team review all the underlying evidence gathered during the course of your investigation?
As has been recited here today, a substantial amount of work was done, whether it be search warrants or
My point is there was no one member of the team that looked at everything.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Okay. It's fair to say that in an investigation as comprehensive as yours, it's normal that different members of the team would have reviewed different sets of documents. And few, if anyone, would have reviewed all of the underlying.
Thank you, yes.
How many of the approximately 500 interviews conducted by the special conference did you attend personally?
Very few.
On March 27, 2019, you wrote a letter to the Attorney General essentially complaining about the media coverage of your report. You wrote, and I quote, "The summary letter the department sent to Congress and released to the public late in the afternoon of March 24 did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of this office work and conclusions. We communicated that concern to the department on the morning of March 25th. There is now public confusion about critical aspects of the result of our investigation." Who wrote that March 27th? Letter.
Well, I can't get into who wrote it, the internal deliberation.
But you signed it.
What I will say is the letter stands for itself.
Okay. Why did you write a formal letter since you had already called the Attorney General to express those concerns?
I can't get into that internal deliberation.
Did you authorize the letter's release to the media, or was it leaked?
Ooh.
I have no knowledge on either.
Well, you went nearly 2 years without a leak. Why was this letter leaked?
I can't get into it.
Ah, why was the letter leaked? Yep. Gee, you remember? That was the letter that came after the report, and they complained to Barr that it was the wrong stuff. Remember that? Suddenly, it was leaked. Gee, I wonder who leaked it. Maybe Wiseman.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping.
Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. It just is absolutely fascinating to watch this whole thing unfold, that we're seeing all these things going on. I just flicked over to Fox News in the front. This is what their headline says: "Savior no more." In other words, this is distraught. It says, distraught Dems, media turn on once mythic Mueller after bumbling performance. Shocking. They're turning on him. It says, Joe Scarborough makes desperate plea to Dems. Get in Trump's face or else he'll win again. Oh, you think? I mean, really, people, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Agenda 21 Radio, I beseech you, if you have not seen any of this stuff or listened to any of this stuff, and this is the first time you're exposed, check it out. You can check out Agenda 21 Radio. We have a number of these clips populating right now as we speak. Joe Scarborough, I can't believe it. This is Robert Mueller hearings, five big takeaways. This says Mueller issues clarification. Okay, five big takeaways. See if I can cover some of these takeaways in here that it shows here. Where's number one? Mueller's shaky performance and lack of command over subject matter raise questions about who really ran the probe, you think? You know, where'd the probe go? Who is the probative? Mueller said the findings of his investigation do not exonerate Trump and added the president can still be prosecuted when he leaves the White House, which probably won't happen. Let's see, get to number three here. If there is a number three, if I can get to it. Mueller was forced to clear up confusion as to why he didn't indict Trump. Really? Four, Mueller testified that he did not meet with Trump for the job for FBI director. And finally, number five, well, Mueller said Russian election interference is an ongoing issue. Thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We're exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN.
American Exceptionalism News Network.